Could search engines end up deciding the 2016 elections? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Psychologist Dr. Robert Epstein says, according to his research, the answer is yes. He recruited 2,000 undecided voters in India and had them do Google searches on actual candidates in a recent election. But unbeknownst to his test subjects, Dr. Epstein was manipulating the search results.
And we found that we could push people's preferences easily by more than 12% in the direction of any candidate we chose.
His test subjects tended to favor the candidate that topped the search results, and he found that for candidates who consistently looked good on the search list, the boost would be more than enough to affect the result.
If you look at the numbers in our study, up to 25% of the elections around the world would be decided by a computer program.
Now, he has no evidence there has actually been any deliberate manipulation, but he says it'd be easy to do, and in fact, he's even determined which type of people are easiest to manipulate.
Our most recent study in the U.S. reveals the most vulnerable groups to this kind of manipulation are conservatives, people who are divorced, and people from Ohio.
Yeah, people from Ohio. And he wonders, what's to stop an unethical search company from pushing biased search results to those vulnerable groups in deciding an election? The thought is chilling. It could undermine the integrity of our current system, where we decide elections using 30-second attack ads bought by secret donors with unlimited budgets. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.